Now, isoprene itself is emitted in huge quantities per year by the plants, so 10 to the 11 kilograms. They think that it's in response to external stresses that the isoprene releases, sort of goes up and down on the plants depending on what sort of external stresses the plants are finding themselves in. In the terpenes themselves, the structural unit appears to be an isoprene, but they're not actually built from isoprene. Okay, so it's simply a tool that's used for analysing the class of compounds. We can break down the terpenes into monoterpenes, which have got two isoprene units joined together, and sesquiterpenes, which have got three isoprene units joined together. So there's an example of another monoterpene. We have got a head, tail. And in this case, as you can see, the double bonds are in slightly different places, and we've got a hydroxyl sitting in the end. But because it's got the same basic skeleton, that's classifying it as a monoterpene. Over here, they get a little bit more complicated. So up in this one here, which is alpha pinene, which is the smell that you get when you walk through pine forests. So geraniol is coming from roses. That smell of roses is geraniol. Alpha pinene is the smell in pine forests. So these are fragrant organic molecules. We can see here's our head, here's our tail. And in the example over here, then, there's a bit of a twist back on itself, a fusion. To generate the cyclic system. Same deal over in here for camphor, so you get those camphor boxes, which again, that fragrant smell in them is actually the presence of the molecule that's camphor. And this is obtained once more by taking the basic structure and then fusing it back on itself. Now I'm saying that for this case here, you guys are going to be targeting polymers and carbohydrates for the test. Simply because I put terpenes into the CH1010. So this is sort of more general interest at the moment. Farnesyl then is an example of a sesquiterpene. We look at the structure of this one. It's then head, tail, head, tail, head, tail. So we've got three of them. So this then differentiates the sesquiterpene from a monoterpene. And then ginger, the smell that you get out of ginger is then head, tail, head, tail, and then in this one here then, we have joined this one backwards, okay, so there's our head, tail there, and we've fused it back on the first one.